are there any stories about, you know, about two people take that bone, each one takes a piece of it?
Well, yeah, they used to say that you'd say the pulley bones of all the chickens, and the one you're going to marry picked up over the door, the one you're going to marry come out of that. So,
you ever heard of
that? They do all kinds of little things like that, and then they set a dumb supper, and the man you to marry will come riding up, and then you take a bridle and take it out in the sweet seal, and you meet the one, you know, we used to do all things like that.
Yes.
And a lot of people believed it last time they'd meet somebody, and it had turned out that way, but I guess it just happened that way.
Yes.
I don't know if it's anything or not, but you know, we always had fun, and that's what we all done, but, you know, for pastime.
Yeah. You ever hear of taking this pulley bone and breaking it? Two people breaking it?
Yeah.
What?
Well, but I don't seem like I don't remember. I know they do that, but it seems like I can't remember right now what they did that for.
Is there a name for the shorter end of the bone once it's broken? Person?
Yeah, you get the shorter one, you get the shorter end of it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
When you break.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard, what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
Entrails.
Okay. What about on a pig? Or a calf,
well,
the inside part.
Well, they have entrails just the same.
You ever heard it called liver and lights? Or
liver and lights, the chicken, the hog, and everything has the same part. And then there's a hog has a little melt and the chicken does.
A hog has a little what?
A little melt. It's a little long melt, about that long, upgrown hog. And then a chicken has a little melt, this little bitty thing. It's less than the hog. You can eat it. So when you buy a chicken, though, you don't get it, the melt, but you get the heart.
What is this melt?
Well, I don't know. It's just a little old. It looks kind of like the liver on it. It tastes different. And I've brought the hog melt. They're good. Eat it with a piece of cornbread. It put me a little off. It'd just take me some time. I wouldn't take a whole piece, and I'd cut it in two, and then get me a stick and brought it over the fire. Put me a little salt on it. It was so good as cornbread. I wish I had me a piece right now. I could eat a piece of cornbread. A little bit. I was wishing I had some good fried fish. I love fish as good as anybody in the world, and you know these fish you buy out of the store, this frozen fish, it don't taste like fish to me. Too good. Although I buy it sometimes, I don't buy it too much, but I do buy it. I mean, I buy canned fish, I buy salmon, and you know, used to you can get salmon, and now it's $1 a can.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that now. I know I was sick long back in the spring, and I was wanting some salmon, and I always call and get my groceries, and I told them to send me a can of salmon, and it was $1.
Mm.
And it turned that thing.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
The part of a hog that you sometimes eat, and sometimes you stuff sausage in it.
Well, you can take those guts and wash them out and
stuff. What do you call that?
Well, they call it stuffed gut sausage.
Yeah. What is
that? You can make a sack and put it in little sacks. I buy this patty sausage
down.
It's got so high.
Yeah.
I got about $1.03. Just take little patty.
Yeah.
I fried one for supper last night, must do it.